In this case are rotating examples of Persian, specifically Safavid, velvets. Often they include images of humans.
A velvet textile has a pile that is very reactive to light because it will look one color from one angle and another color from a different angle, and involves a very complicated weaving process in which some of the threads in the weaving are passed over thin steel rods and then cut with a sharp knife to give this sharp pile. The result is by far the most luxurious of all silk textiles because of the thickness and the depth of the pile, but also the contrast between the pile areas of a velvet and the background or voided areas, which in most of the Metz velvets would originally have had a silver thread that had been gilded. It looked like gold thread in the background. Over time, the silver thread frequently corroded and became brittle and disappeared, but the colored velvet is still there for us to see.
The use of figures and little vignettes, sometimes from literature, is really special to these types of textiles.
Sometimes it's a little difficult to imagine them as parts of tent decoration or of beautiful ceremonial robes that would have been worn only on the most splendid social or ceremonial occasions at the Safavid court.
And one thing about these figures when they are drinking wine that's ironic is that Shah Tahmasp, who ruled from 1524 to 1576, actually was very strongly opposed to the consumption of wine. Nonetheless, you find in these textiles that figures are still shown drinking wine. And, of course, in so much of Persian poetry are verses having to do with drinking of wine. And in that context, in the poetic context, it's a kind of metaphor sometimes for the mystical state that leads one to union with God, so is acceptable in that way.
It's a divine intoxication, not an earthly intoxication.
Yes.